It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandemark, a trusted name in jewelry. The only thing that's consistent this time around is the Vandemark name. I'm Bruce Van Dyke in for Rocco Nucci, and Kevin Martin's filling the space that Dave O'Brien is usually doing on the Local Beat. Looks like Rocco and Dave are on vacation. We don't know whether they've taken it together. Maybe they're on a road trip to find scanner stories, which they seem to be passionate about when they do this program. But Kevin's here to talk about what's going on over at the Chronicle Telegram. Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Oh, great to be here, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that the CT's been looking at. A couple of days ago, I think they had the news about the government money that's coming, the $250 million for upgrades to wastewater infrastructure. Talk about that and the importance of that, really.
Absolutely. This one caught us a little bit out of left field, but what's happening is the city of Elyria struck a deal with the federal government, the Department of Justice, and over the next 24 years, by 2044, they're going to spend about $250 million to upgrade their wastewater infrastructure. Long story short, going back to 1984, the city's been, looks like, dumping wastewater into the Black River, and to get back into compliance with federal environmental regulations, Elyria and several other cities in Northeast Ohio are having to deal with, you know, upgrading some of this aging infrastructure. So it's something that we're going to keep following.
I've seen the graph or the drawing before, especially when you get a lot of heavy rains, right? There's a way that it holds it when there's a certain amount of rain, but too much rain, then all of a sudden the sewage and the storm sewer kind of get all mixed together. That runs to the Black River, and that's where the problem really gets into place.
Absolutely. Just unfortunately, like with Elyria and a lot of cities, you know, our storm sewers just aren't big enough to withstand, you know, these heavy rainfalls that we've been getting more accustomed to the last few years. And that, you know, that stormwater has to go somewhere.
Also out of the city of Elyria, we heard the news that Kevin Brubaker was leaving the city as a safety service director. Now he has reappeared, right?
Absolutely. This one also caught us by surprise. Kevin Brubaker, he's currently the safety service director for the city of Elyria in the Frank Whitfield administration. Longtime city employee, well-liked individual. He announced unexpectedly on Thursday that he would be departing. And last night he was approved by Avon Lake City Council to become their new public works director and oversee some changes to their public works department that are ongoing.
And that begins after December 1st. How do you separate public works from the safety service? I mean, sometimes there's an overlap in some of that, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, really, when it comes to these cities, I mean, the way Kevin explained it to me is he's going to get to use his skills in a slightly different way. Avon Lake just saw the retirement of their longtime public works director, Joe Wrights, and now they're at a point where they really want to look at making some longstanding structural changes. And one of the big things out of a study that was conducted by the city of Avon Lake was, you know, they're dealing with an aging fleet of vehicles. They have to hire a few more people just to meet the needs of this growing city out in Avon Lake.
And one of the other stories I saw that you had your byline on was a story about rededication of a rock over at Northwood for a fallen alum. Talk about that and how you actually kind of came about that story.
Absolutely. Well, this was a really interesting one. Long story short, a Northwood junior high graduate, he enlisted in the U.S. Army after high school, and he ended up serving in Iraq, and he sadly passed away at the age of 23 when he was killed by an improvised explosive device. And Northwood wanted to do something to honor him. And so back in 2004, after he passed away, they created a rock, you know, bearing his name and memorializing him. And then when the new campus was finished, they wanted to make sure that the rock didn't get lost and came with them. And for the last 3 years, they've been waiting to formally rededicate it. And they just on Veterans Day, they were able to place it outside in a nice memorial garden at the front of the building, and his parents and son were in attendance, and it was just a very special thing to be a part of, to honor an Illyrian.
Those are probably better stories to cover than sometimes just a meeting that you have to sit through, right, and take copious notes.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely more exciting than talking about stormwater infrastructure sometimes.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but that's the great thing with the Chronicle, following all those different types of stories, the heart and the head and the pocketbook, that type of a thing. Again, ChronicleT.com is where you can find a lot of the stories or to get their e-edition. Of course, pick up a Daily Chronicle Telegram. We're talking with Kevin Martin, the reporter for the Chronicle. What's going to be in today's paper that you see coming up?
Well, we're going to have updates on an investigation into an overdose death. We have a press conference with remarks from Lorain County Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson, and he's going to update the community on what happened with this case. And we've also got updates from the Lorain County Protection Team on the latest situation with COVID-19 numbers. And we're also getting details about the Lorain County racial equity agenda, with local leaders trying to talk about ways to make Lorain County more equitable.
Is your lobby getting filled with toys yet? When does your Not Forgotten box get opened up? I know that that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
I believe so. We haven't started getting drop-offs yet, but as far as I know, that it's in the next couple of weeks, they're going to start flowing in, and we're always looking forward to that process every year, and just generosity of Illyrians.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Martin, our guest today on The Local Beat with O'Brien, is brought to you on WEOL by Vandemark Jewelers in Illyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandemark, a trusted name in jewelry.